If you believe assault is an act, not an adjective, your safety is not just on the gun, it is the gun. Freedom is a fundamental human right. Welcome to your show, Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes. What do you believe? Your safety is your responsibility, not the government's, not anybody else's. Be a citizen, not a subject. Better yet, be a listener. Because it's an inalienable right, not a privilege. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is live, right now. Call 1-800-313-9443.
Hello? Is this thing on? Hey guys, it's your host, Bill Carnes. I am back from my hiatus, and I am back permanently. I don't know that I'll be having to... I was back last week for one day. I think it was last Thursday, I believe. And then I had to shoot out of town again. I was back for just a couple days. Anyway, I'm back, like here, back. And I want to thank Dave Patton very, very much for sitting in for the days that he did while I was gone. Dave is not a professional broadcaster, but he's on his way. I got to tell you, I had a chance to listen to every show but yesterday's show, and I did catch the tail end of yesterday's show. As a matter of fact, Dave and I spoke on the phone yesterday, and I was so impressed with that thing that he read about, let me see, how did he entitle that? Actually, I have the notes here. The Unabridged Second Amendment. Where it went to a professor and, you know, they looked at all of the verbiage and the language and everything. And I was really impressed by that and asked him to send me a link. I will put that link up on 2aradio.com, which, by the way, if you haven't been to 2aradio.com, and that's 2A, not 2-way, it's not walkie-talkies, 2A's and secondamendmentradio.com. If you haven't been there in a spell, check it out. The website was redone better part of a month ago, and it is way, way, way better. I have to thank William Riedel so, so much for redoing this site. He basically redesigned a portion of a site and sent me an email that said, hey, you know, I do this kind of thing in my spare time and goof around with it. What do you think? So I'm like, well, yeah, sounds great. Because the guy that handles my website, he is more of a site host and not a site designer. His adult son will oftentimes design some things, but, you know, he's more of a host than a designer. Well, William Riedel, who's been handling my site now, is a designer and a fantastic one at that. The quote from Ron Paul is on there. We've got a beautiful eagle. I have the banner up for the Nightingale shoot, the shooting with Chalene on May 1st and 2nd. Also, there's a little tab. It just looks like a little logo that says Anti-Gunners. And if you go to 2aradio.com and you click on the anti-gunners, as I'm doing right now as we speak, it pulls you up to a little page, and it has a link that goes to gunowners.org. And when you click on that, what that does is that has a list of all the national organizations with anti-gun policies, as well as the anti-gun individuals and celebrities that you might see out there. In addition to that, you will find, let's see, where did it go? The Handgun Control Incorporated, a.k.a. the Brady Campaign. These are national figures and people that have something to do with Handgun Control Incorporated, a.k.a. the Brady Campaign, to screw you out of all of your guns. I think that's their official name. Also, a bunch of active journalists who are active anti-gunners, anti-gun corporations, and their corporate heads as well. So we're going to go through a few of these things after I return. You might find a couple of surprises. There's also some publication and media outlets that have proven themselves to be quite anti-gun. Anyhow, the link to all of this, so you know where to send your business and where to avoid some of your business, is at 2aradio.com. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes is live. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, guys, welcome back. We're going to go through some of these anti-gun individuals, groups, organizations. The national organizations with anti-gun policies. Now, the following organizations, I'm not going to read all of them. I am going to go through some of them, have lent money monetarily, grassroots, or some other type of direct support to anti-gun organizations. In many instances, these organizations lent their name in support of specific campaigns to pass anti-gun legislation, such as the March 1995 Handgun Control Incorporated, quote, campaign to protect sane gun laws, end quote, a total contradiction in terms. Many of these organizations were listed as campaign partners for having pledged to fight any efforts to repeal the Brady Act and the Clinton grab of guns, their gun ban. All have officially endorsed anti-gun positions at one time or another. Of course, the AFL-CIO. The American Alliance for Rights and Responsibilities. How about the American Association for School Administrators? The American Association for the Surgery of Trauma. American Bar Association, no surprise there. The ACLU, sure. National Association of Community Health Centers. How about this? National Association of Police Organizations. The very groups that have no legal responsibility to have to provide protection to you, me, or anyone else in this country. They don't like guns. Let's see, the Harris Foundation, the Lauder Foundation, Police Foundation, H.M. Strong Foundation, I'm skipping around, the Council of the Great City Schools, whatever that is. Let's see, the U.S. Catholic Conference, Department of Social Development. Now here's one, Committee for the Study of Handgun Misuse and World Peace. Now, they're trying to throw those together. That may as well be Committee for the Study of Baking Bread and Refining Gasoline. Because baking bread and refining gasoline probably have almost, if not absolutely, nothing to do with each other. But handgun misuse and world peace. Handgun misuse is one of those deals which is going to be, it's going to happen by untrained people and people that just do not have the mental capacity or their brain isn't in the right condition to be able to handle any gun, let alone a handgun. And then the whole deal with the world peace. World peace is a misnomer. There never has been world peace. And quite honestly, guys, I hate to be the one to bring this to you, for those of you who have not figured it out, there never will be world peace. There can never be a one-world government either. Let me tell you why. As much as a lot of people want to strive for that, there are so many differences on planet Earth. If you just listen to R.J. Hinder's show, the show that just finished before mine, very, very interesting stuff going on. Talking about, like, baby soup in China or something. There's all kinds of really weird things, as we, as Americans, would consider to be incredibly weird, barbaric, in fact, that go on around the world in other societies in different parts of the planet. Those same people that do that are barbaric in our minds see we as Americans as barbaric in other ways. You can go to the entire Middle East, you'll probably never find a single pig. Absolutely no swine at all. Right? Muslims just won't deal with them. Then again, for that matter, in Israel, the Jews just won't deal with them. So pretty much nowhere in the Middle East are you really ever going to find any pigs. However, they are consumed massively here and in other parts of Western Europe and in other parts of Asia and in parts of Africa and South America. They think that's just absolutely filthy disgusting, as we would probably not eat a big green sea turtle. We think that's a little odd. Or eating, you know, all kinds of goofy stuff. You know, there's religious differences, there's cultural differences, there's societal differences that are so vast that you're never going to see world peace. You're never going to see a one-world government. Nothing that's ever going to work. It's just not going to happen. There's way too many differences. Continuing, some of these anti-gun organizations, groups that have supported anti-gun policies and organizations. Let's see, Common Cause is the name of a group. Children's Defense Fund, Disarm Educational Fund, the George Gund Fund, and then the American Academy, American Association, American Council of just about everything, the American Medical Association, AMA, the American Medical Women's Association, and I noticed that there's not an American Medical Men's Association. I don't even think it exists because that would be sexist, right? Yeah, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. There's literally American, let's see, National Association of all kinds of stuff, chain drugstores, counties, pediatric nurse associates and practitioners, secondary school principal, just blah, blah, blah. It is United Church of Christ, Office for Church in Society. Now, the United Methodist Church, General Board and Church Society. War and Peace Foundation. Now, war is the first word in their organization, War and Peace Foundation. But yet they don't like YWCA of the USA, great. Now, here's some individuals and celebrities, all right? This is kind of interesting. Louis Anderson, he's a comedian, right? Big fat guy, pretty interesting. Alec Baldwin, no big surprise here. Bob Barker, right? He was on whatever it was, Name That Price, Price is Right, whatever it was. Drew Barrymore, Kevin Bacon, of course, Alec's little brother William Baldwin, Candace Bergen, Richard Belzer, a comedian. Let's see, the pop group Boys to Men. Oh, isn't that sweet? Tony Bennett, John Bon Jovi. Now, back in the day, I was a big Bon Jovi fan, but John Bon Jovi has endorsed anti-gun policies. Bo Bridges, these Mel Brooks, Betty Buckley. Who the hell is that? Kim Cattrall, no surprise there from Sex and the City. My God, just a totally horrid show. I mean, what a completely terrible television program Sex and the City was. You got four women, one of which I think the chick that was the brunette girl, like the she had the dark hair, was actually attractive. I saw no attraction in anyone else, especially that short redheaded woman that was in there. How massively unattractive can a human being get and stay? And still be on, I just don't get it. It just, basically a bunch of 30 and 40 something year old sluts running around New York. It was a tremendously lousy show. I don't know how it made it. I guess that just really goes to show it exemplifies American society being dumbing down to be entertained by that. I just don't get it. Kevin Costner, which is rather interesting to me because Kevin Costner oftentimes plays like the Old West kind of guy that has to use a gun to save himself. George Clooney, no surprise there. Terry Clark, a country western singer, which is a little surprising. She is a rancher. Sheryl Crow, a singer. Let's see. Matt Damon, actor. No big surprise there. He's from the East Coast, and he's from Boston, if I remember correct. Phil Donahue, big surprise. Fran Drescher, no surprise. David Duchovny, maybe a little bit of a surprise. Sandy Duncan, Gloria Estefan, Melissa Etheridge, Mia Farrow, Jane Fonda. Wow, that's a surprise right there. Jane Fonda's anti-gun, anti-liberty, anti-American. Say it ain't so. Helen Hunt. I'm just hitting some of these. There's many, many, many more. I'm probably hitting about 1 in 10. Lisa Kudrow. Oh, yeah, real surprise there, too. Spike Lee. Blah, blah, blah. The one thing that really gets me, we're going to move on to some of these corporations. The one thing that really gets me, how many of you out there have your cell phones? And the cell phones are serviced, your service provider is Sprint. Sprint Corporation, William T. Esri, who's the chairman, president, and CEO, they are out of Westwood, Kansas. Sprint supports gun control. So however many of you out there happen to have Sprint, and there are other options out there, go with the other options, because a portion of every dollar that you spend with Sprint in your monthly service goes to fighting what you hold dear and close, that being your gun rights. And as much as you want to actually support gun rights, if you're not actually giving more money than the percentage of what you're giving to Sprint to pro-gun groups, you're actually helping Sprint fight against your rights. Now, how about this? How about Levi Strauss? Now, probably half of the people in the Old West that got shot were probably wearing Levi's. Half of the heroes that shot bad guys, what I'm talking about. But yet, Levi Strauss, headed out of San Francisco, California, supports gun control. I have three pairs of Levi's and a couple of Levi pairs of shorts, all of which were gifts. I won't spend the money on them. I will never do that. Time Warner, big surprise there. Stonyfield Farms yogurt. Go with Yoplait. All right. How about the St. Louis Rams and the St. Louis Cardinals? Owned by different groups, but those professional sports franchises give money to anti-gun organizations and support them. This is craziness, guys. Just plain craziness. When we come back, we're going to speak a little bit about the lying filth hole of Secretary Napolitano of DHS. And yet again, we have a politician opening their mouth, so we know they're lying. Stay tuned.
You can have the alcohol and tobacco. Leave the firearms to us. Right now, the 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes.
Welcome back from the break. A couple of other things, guys, real quick on 2aradio.com. There is a new chat room feature, so you can go on there and chat about the show, chat about Second Amendment stuff, chat about government tyranny. Just please don't chat about grandma's chicken recipe. That's going to take up a little bit of room, and we don't need that. But if you want to chat about some of the things we talk about on the show, go to 2aradio.com, click on the chat room tab, and go in there and sign up and start doing things. Right now, the only posts are by William, who has redesigned the site. Go on there, start chatting it up, guys. I was asked by a listener if we could get some RSS feeds or some like iPod feeds, things like that. I don't know squat about that. I have sent that off to my web designer, William. He is working on that. So hopefully by next week we will have those electronic feeds for your different devices so you can go on and listen. So I'm hoping that works out. I've actually tried to figure out how to stream this radio show on my BlackBerry, which is not an easy thing to do. We're going to work on it. We're going to try to get everything done. There's also, I want to plug again, the whole Shalene Nightingale shoot, which is going to happen on Saturday and Sunday, May 1st and 2nd. Please go on there and sign up. There is a link provided right there on 2A Radio. You can see the information there. It is $200 for 2 days worth of training. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, bring your gear. But the class is $200. All that goes to support Shalene's campaign. So that's what we're looking to do. I really want to encourage everybody that can possibly come to do that. If you know people in the California area, Southern California area, please let them know and have them come out. This is going to be a rock and shoot. I hope to have a huge amount of people. Unfortunately, the signups are a lot lower than what I had anticipated. And we really want to pump this up. I need your help to do it. So please get on it. Okay. I said before, I'll say it again, I'm going to reiterate this, there is one telltale sign that you know when anybody aligned with the government, especially the federal government, is lying. They have a tell, like in poker. If you see somebody reach back and scratch the back of their neck and their head kind of goes down, you see something like that, that's usually a tell in poker. Well, there's a truth tell out of government officials, whether they're elected, hired, appointed, whatever. And usually you'll know them. You'll know when they're lying. They all have a very distinctive tell, and it's all the same. And that is when they're speaking. If they're actually speaking, they're lying. That's just the way it is. There have been so many cases where a government official of some kind will come out and spew their filth hole forth with nothing but a bunch of verbal garbage, verbal rubbish. And when they are fact-checked, you find out that what they said was a lie and was purposely misleading. That happens constantly. As a matter of fact, you would be hard-pressed. I would be amazed if anybody out there could do this. You'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who is a governmental representative that gets up there, speaks for any reason in front of a group, in front of the press, whatever, releases a press release, whatever it might be, and it's fact-checked and it's actually right. You just don't see that. Those are not the people who get any sort of airtime. So, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, former governor of Arizona, came out speaking about the new full-body scanners that there's been a lot of concern about. She says that the full-body scanners do not see everything. Now, privacy concerns shouldn't hinder the rapid deployment of these controversial full-body scanners at American airports, according to DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano. This was just last Thursday. She says, quote, some have expressed concerns about these advanced imaging technology machines that they infringe upon privacy, she told students at and faculty at Arizona State University. She says, she continues by saying, but suffice it to say, many of those worries have been spun by the continued publication of photos that were taken using older versions of the technology, not the technology that's actually being deployed today. Now, critics of those machines have said they amount to a technological strip search. Napolitano insisted that her department does take privacy concerns, quote, into account, which means they're dismissed. The Transportation Security Administration officer reading the image is now separated from the person being scanned. And Napolitano said, quote, and I can confirm, no, the scanning machines do not see everything, end quote. I can confirm that. Now, everything. What will you please describe everything? Is that as everything as in what people are concerned about having their naked body show up on an X-ray machine? Or do you mean everything as in, we're not going to be able to detect certain types of, you know, contraband that people are trying to sneak onto airplanes? Define everything, if you would, Secretary Napolitano. Can we call her administrative assistant? Isn't secretary old? How about administrative assistant Napolitano? I don't know. You know, there's more of this to come. There's plenty more of this lying, spewing garbage coming out of Napolitano's mouth, which we'll hit right after the break. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Bill Carnes, right here on 2A Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gun control, loved by dictators since 1917. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is back. 1-800-313-9443.
All right. So here we go. We're continuing on with the lie spewed forth by Administrative Assistant Napolitano of DHS, or Secretary Napolitano. Let's see, she's talking about the full-body scanners, saying that they don't see everything, right? She said the machines would be able to prevent the kind of attack organized on Christmas Day of this last year when a Nigerian man wearing explosives in his underwear was able to board a Detroit-bound flight in Amsterdam. The scanning machines, quote, are an objective improvement in our ability to detect the kind of explosive used in the Christmas Day attack, as well as other dangerous powders, liquids, gels, and would not set off metal detectors, she said. And that is why we're accelerating their deployment to our domestic airports. Let me tell you something. It was a planned event, but there was no attack. Right? It didn't work. It didn't go on. And the reason it didn't happen was this. It has nothing to do with more security and more security people. It has to do with people who are on a plane and cannot just get off of the plane, taking things into their own hands. The reason that there hasn't been any additional attacks by people who otherwise would be blowing planes up or doing other nefarious things on an aircraft is because the passengers, follow that of Flight 93 that went down in Pennsylvania, as we are told this common story, and fought back every time. That's the way it's working out. It's not the air marshals or the armed pilots. It's the passengers. And it's passengers in groups. Now, Napolitano acknowledged that intruding on air travelers' privacy could be interpreted as a propaganda victory for terrorists. Still, she said, preventing another attack was the highest priority. We know that in times of war, it's been commonplace for the rights of Americans to be limited, she said, noting history has harshly judged such measures. But in a time of new and changing threats, we have to revise our traditional paradigms of how we think about rights and security. Liberty and security are not opposing values, she says. You cannot live freely if you live in fear. So, those who would give up liberty and freedom for security, they deserve none of the above. So, we have this whole thing in Moscow where there was an attack in the subway system. And now what we have is we have police officers in paramilitary uniforms, flak jackets, riot helmets with face shields, and M4 rifles. That would be, for those of you who know, basically an M16. That are riding on New York subways. Now, this happened a couple of continents away from us. But in New York City, they're jocking this up. And you have people saying, oh, yeah, I feel much better about it. Okay, New York is turning into a police state, and you feel better about it? Guys, there's a much better answer to this. Arm the people and let the people protect themselves. You cannot have police everywhere. You cannot have government stormtroopers everywhere. They won't be preventing much of anything because where there is a police or government stormtrooper, nobody's going to launch any attacks. They're going to wait until there's unarmed people around. Well, if you do more like Israel and you arm everyone, it's not going to be that bad. Now, of course, Israel's kind of a poor example when it comes to that because they are surrounded by either water or people committed to killing everyone in Israel. Therefore, there are attacks that happen. However, they are by a bunch of cowardly homicide bombers and not anybody that's actually going in and wreaking any sort of actual havoc by standing up on their own principles. They're just cowards. I mean, I got to tell you, the people that followed this radicalized sense of Islam that will do whatever they are told to do in the name of Allah and how their names will always be remembered and their families will live in glory. Turn the page back the last couple of years. Do you remember any of you people involved in this? Do you remember the names of anyone who actually did any of this homicide bombing? Have their families been lifted up in society and living better? No, you're being lied to. You're being manipulated and maligned by your religious faith, by those who would manipulate and malign you to get you to do things that they are too cowardly to do themselves. If you're too cowardly to do something yourself, you might even be a big enough coward to get somebody else to do it for you. And that's what goes on with this. All right, that's it's so sad. It's so sad that there's actually, what is now, I believe, known as the largest religion in the world is being absolutely prostituted by the few who would actually push those involved in the religion of Islam, the Muslims, into believing that there's a radical sect and you need to go out there and kill a lot of people who are not Muslim. And, you know, there's billions of Muslims on planet Earth that don't look at the horrendously prostituted version of radical Islam. There are many, and it's actually starting, it would seem as though the radical nature of Islam is growing. And I wonder if they're going to have an internal referendum of others involved in the of the silent majority that say, you know, look, all of you clerics or whatever you are that are spouting the radical version of our religion, knock it off. We're not going to put up with this. So you guys need to knock it off, or the non-radical group is going to go after the radical group, and we're going to shut you down. And that's actually probably what's going to happen. There's probably going to be some sort of necessity involved in that. Anyhow, if Americans are armed and trained, then there's security everywhere and at all times. You understand how that works out? Now, if you choose not to be armed, you choose to not want to arm and protect yourself, that's fine. But just understand, if it's simply a choice, like you're physically and mentally capable of getting a gun and protecting yourself, but you choose some moral ground to not do it, that's fine. But don't count on me or people like me to bail your ass out. Okay? I'm going to bail out the people that probably aren't old enough, or the elderly, or the handicapped, or something like that. I'm going to bail them out first. All right, but if you are physically and mentally and legally capable of getting a gun and protecting yourself, and you just simply choose not to for some moral objection, well, you know, you're going to shine through. You're going to be the ones running and cowering behind concealment rather than cover that somebody can shoot through and get you. You know, you're going to be the one that, oh my God, this, we shouldn't have to deal with this, guys. There's violence in society. That's all there is to it. And no law is going to prevent violence in society. None. No law is ever going to prevent violence in society. It's already illegal to shoot people in an offensive manner. It's illegal to do that. All right? You can't just go out and shoot somebody or stab them. But that sort of things happen. It's illegal to drive drunk. People still do it. It's illegal to go beyond the posted speed limit. People do it. No matter what laws are passed, you cannot change human society. You cannot change what is inside certain humans. Now, it all depends on where your law breaking stops. Now, quite honestly, there's a bunch of stupid laws out there. And I really don't give them all everything that they're cracked up to be. They didn't consult me when they passed some ridiculously stupid law. So, if they didn't consult me, then, you know, I don't feel bound to have to deal with it if it's something that, you know, has to do with someone else's perceived morality. I don't get it. Now, I speed occasionally. I mean, I'll go faster than the speed limit. Hell, I was on a two-lane blacktop coming back from California. I took a very specific route getting away from the interstate and going on a very lightly traveled road so I could drive 100 miles an hour because I just felt like cranking up the Nickelback, blasting my eardrums out, and dropping the frickin' hammer. And that's what I did. And I did it in California. Woohoo! But if I saw another car on this long, open, flat stretch of road, I'd slow down. I'm not going to be there and endanger anybody else. If I'm driving 100 miles an hour and my tire blows and my car flips, well, that's on me. And I recognize that. But I don't want to do it around other vehicles and put anybody else at risk. Such as one of the things that cheeses me off. Oh, man, I get so pissed. Is when I get passed, someone passes me on a double yellow line. Which, no passing in either direction. But somebody decides they're going to pass me on a double yellow line. Okay, you know what? If you want, there's a double yellow line for a reason. There's a hill, there's a curve, there's a something. There's a blind intersection that you don't see, whatever it is. It's there for a reason. They just don't throw out double yellow lines for the hell of it. If you want to wreck your car and end up in a ball of flame in the ditch, that's fine. But don't take me or anybody else on this road with you. That pisses me off to no end when people pass me on a double yellow line. Oh, do I get mad. Because they're taking my safety into their hands, and nobody does that. I don't give my safety up to anybody. My safety's up to me. It's entirely up to me. All right, now, and we've got the Secretary Napolitano, Janet Napolitano, who is about as bright as a 2-watt light bulb in a really bright room. You can't see how what a dim lit it is. So here she is saying that we basically, and history will show, we know that in times of war, it's been commonplace for the rights of Americans to be limited. But in a time of new and changing threats, we have to revise our traditional paradigms of how we think about rights and security. Having stated earlier that rights are oftentimes limited during times of war. Now, all right, show me a declaration of war, if you would, please. Where are we at war? There's military actions in Afghanistan and Iraq. But who are we at war with? We have refused to declare war. It is some sort of police action, some sort of military-related action, but years ago, sometime back in 2002, George W. Bush said that there's been an end to the aggressive internal military tactics, whatever the hell words he used, meaning that the war, as we were seeing it, the offensive portion of the war was over. So now we're overseas fighting a defensive war. Is that what we're doing? And you are telling us that we need to just put up with it. Aren't you, Napolitano? That's what you're telling us. Drives me nuts. All right. We have a caller calling in. This is Leo from Massachusetts. Leo, welcome to 2A Radio. Leo. Leo dropped the call. Sorry. Leo, if you have the opportunity to call back, please do. I love it when people chime in. I enjoy callers. So, Leo, call back. By the way, guys, the number is 800-313-9443. So, we will go back on to my commentary. Basically, what Napolitano is doing is she's standing up there for the newest department created in the federal government, Department of Homeland Security, saying that we need to succumb to government control and government security. This is the same government, the exact same government that's saying security and protection. That's their chiming, security and protection. Supreme Court has said that there is absolutely no profound duty by any sort of law enforcement or policing organization, be it from municipal up to federal, it must provide protection to any individual American citizen. But that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to protect everyone. Now, the reason that you have the people on aircraft that are going after these scumbags that get on there and they want to blow up the aircraft or take it over, whatever, is because you're locked into a plane. You can't just get off at the next stop like a bus or a subway or a streetcar. You just can't do that. You're on an aircraft, and you're not getting off until the aircraft lands. You have to provide your own security. And there, what you're dealing with is numbers of people. You got one, maybe two bad guys. You got dozens of people. Guys, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the biggest, baddest martial artist in the world. If you're Chuck Norris. If you're Chuck Norris and you get 7 or 8 people to attack you, it's not going to work out like in the movies. It just doesn't happen like that. All right? Yet another caller calling in from Tennessee. We'll have, actually, you know what? I can't take this call just yet. We'll take it in the next segment because we've only literally got maybe 30 seconds left. So we'll take this caller in the next segment. But just to finish my thoughts here, there are more people on an aircraft that want to survive than there are people on a train or a bus that can get off at the next stop and just not get involved. However, if the people on the buses, planes, trains all had guns and were trained how to use them, you're not going to have anyone willing to do any kind of an attack. It's just not going to happen. Because Americans are a little bit pissed about having their rights, liberties, and freedoms quashed yet again under things like this full-body imaging scanner that some pervert gets to sit there and look at as everyone walks through at the airport. This is the sort of thing, guys, we cannot tolerate. Stay tuned. There's more to come. I'll be right back after the break.
Your right to listen and take action shall not be infringed. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is back.
Back off, I'll take you on. Headstrong to take on anyone. I know that you are wrong if this is not where you belong.
All right, guys, welcome back. We have two people on the line we need to get through rather quickly in the next 2.5 minutes. We have a caller from Tennessee. Hello, you're on 2A Radio.
Yeah, I had a question for you. It was a two-part question regarding what you'd said about Americans arming themselves.
Okay. Go ahead.
I have a particularly unique situation in that we had some non-English-speaking Hispanics come onto our property, which is an organic farm, and spray toxic pesticides. And I called the sheriff to have them come out because they were illegally on our property. And they refused to come out, said over the phone they knew who it was, and subsequently came up here, arrested me, trespassed into our home, and took our firearm. Now I've got that I'm fighting. Then the judge put me in jail yesterday because I didn't get an attorney and I was representing myself. And now I'm told that I cannot get a firearm because of the Brady Bill.
There's a whole lot of missing information in that, but I tell you what, I would love to work with you on this. Shoot me an email to bill@2aradio.com with a little bit more detail. We'll converse back and forth a little bit, and then we'll bring it up on the air. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, do that, because that's going to take a lot more than the minute and a half I have left, all right?
Well, yeah, I just, but, you know, I still wanted to find out, you know, what are our choices if, you know, you in fact do have to get, through legal means, a firearm, and you can't do so because the gun dealers are telling you that you have to...
Then bypass the gun dealers. Go buy a gun privately. There's no law preventing that. And then if people come on your land, you hold them, you do a citizen's arrest, you call the sheriffs out, and you say, I'm going to do a citizen's arrest for trespassing. That's all there is to it.
Well, it's kind of hard when they're spraying you with toxic pesticides.
If they're spraying you with the toxic pesticide and you can have that toxic pesticide identified and you can find that that is a threat to your life or serious bodily injury, then in that case, what they're doing is they're using a potentially lethal weapon. Now, that's why there's a whole lot of unanswered questions in this deal. So Shoot me an email with a little bit more detail on it, and we'll chat about this. We can chat about it on the air.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, you're welcome. I'm sorry, Kevin in New York, you called. Unfortunately, I don't have time to get to you, man. Please call back tomorrow. I will be here. We've just simply run out of time. That was a very interesting phone call from Tennessee, and I hope to find out more. Anyhow, guys, I am happy to be back. Shoot me some emails so we can converse. I'd like to close by saying, to those of you within our government, we will be watching you. And Congress, the executive, and judicial branches all very closely as we organize to save our freedom, liberty, and country. We will not become the subjects of governmental rule. Stay tuned for the Guys with the Control Factor coming up next.
Bill will be here tomorrow. Will Your Freedoms? The 2A Radio Show, 7 a.m. Pacific, 9 Central, Monday through Friday.